going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We work so hard at that. I'm a little insulted that in the sense of it's like, well, it's just a gimme. Like, we work so hard at that play. We're talking about banning it. Like, you know, I think that's a little unfair. And again, a little insulted by that in the sense of like, A.J. Brown's really good at catching the deep ball. I don't think we're going to ban that. Patrick Mahomes is a phenomenal quarterback. We can't ban all those things that he does
right,
so
no
well.
No one passes.
Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni talking about the push to get the tush push eliminated. It was not successful. The tush push lives, and I think it's a great day for football.
Hell yeah, man. It's a great play. It is the essence of the human struggle that is football. It connects to the rugby roots and the Australian rules football roots, the scrum of it all. And it's what the defense is doing on every play, a gaggle of humanity shoving with all of their might. Stop it. Figure out a way to stop it. And I know it's dangerous to try and stop it in the way that seems the most effective, but not every team is good at it. And I love that it is here to stay.
Look at what the Bills have tried to do. They should be the team that most effectively is able to do the tush push because of the size of and strength of their quarterback. Mm-hmm. And they struggled in the playoffs. Now, I get when you've got Saquon Barkley behind Jalen Hurts, you've got two guys that can squat a combined 1,200 pounds, which is insane. But still, they were doing that before Saquon got there. They figured out some of the physics of it. And it's great to have a quarterback that can drive their legs. I know it's a fairly difficult play to stop, but it has been stopped. It's not like it's impossible for it to be stopped. So I'm glad that the league didn't do something about this, which brings me to Mike Florio.
Yeah, because the Packers were the ones that came off like crybabies. We can't stop this play. Please don't let them do this play. We can't stop it. And what does Florio say?
Here is the headline from Pro Football Talk. NFL, as suspected, recruited Packers to propose failed tush push ban. It reads, when Lions president Rod Wood blurted out that the league office nudged the Lions to propose a new seating system, it opened a new avenue for understanding how the rulemaking sausage gets made. And we suggested at the time that 345 Park Avenue possibly put the Packers up to proposing the tush push ban too. Per a league source, that's exactly what happened. The league asked the Packers to do it, and the Packers took one for the team.
Wow. What did the Packers get in exchange? Did the league give them something?
Yeah, what else did Rod Wood say?
The draft.
The NFL draft. Here you go. Here's the draft at Lambeau.
As the source put it, most in Green Bay organization don't care about the play either way. It never made sense for the Packers to be anti-tush-push poster child. They lost to the Eagles twice. Wait, I'm going to read that again. It never made sense for the Packers to be anti-tush-push poster child. They lost to the Eagles twice last year. A proposal coming from Green Bay reeked of sour grapes. The league would have been better advised to get a team from the AFC. Bills coach Sean McDermott spoke out in favor of the initial proposal. McDermott's voice had credibility because his team uses the maneuver and does it well. So there it is.
So it was
the league's got a puppet.
Yeah,
and the puppet is the Green Bay Packers.
Serves them right. I'm enjoying that the Packers lost this. Seth Wickersham, who's everywhere on the NFL news cycle, of course, tweeted this about the tush push debate amidst the story that it filed to ESPN. Toward the end of a speech that lasted close to an hour, Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie made an off the cuff analogy that it was. Can I say this? Like a
nope.
No, I can't. Like a nocturnal emission for a teenage boy. I can say that part. To create a play that was so successful that the only way for it to be stopped was for it to be banned. Later in the meeting, NFL Executive Vice President Troy Vincent chastised Jeffrey Lurie for the analogy that he made. So it got lurid and all of that. But anyway, man, I'm glad the tush push is here. And so, I believe, are some of the Bears. Let's hear them talk about it. Grady Jarrett, man, I love that this dude is a Bear. The defensive tackle from the Atlanta Falcons, now a Bear, spoke about the tush push from his perspective.
I mean, shoot, you got to stop it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, at the end of the day, I saw the news. They're going to, you know, I mean, you got to stop it. You know what I'm saying? It's been stopped before, not at a high rate, but don't let them get 3rd-and-1. Don't let them get 4th-and-1. You know what's coming. You know what I'm saying? I played Philly a lot of times. They're a tough group. And, you know, they have a combination of players and a quarterback to make it very, you know, successful. So at the end of the day, the rules are the rules. And you got to find a way to stop it.
Have you ever felt like it was a dangerous play when you were playing in it? Or?
I don't think nobody got like hurt yet. So, I mean, that's what they have a legit argument. I don't think nobody getting hurt. I mean, you know, it's a compromised positions that, you know, guys are down in like, but I mean, you got to do what you got to do. You know, can't cry over something you can't change.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Jason Kelce also came out. It's Grady Jarrett. I love it. Jason Kelce came out and said that he did not retire because he didn't like the tush push. That was...
People were putting that on him?
People were putting that on him. And instead, Jason Kelce came and talked to the league about the safety of the play and how it can best be utilized. And he said, quote, whoever votes to ban this play is taking liability for putting risk on our quarterbacks. So good stuff from Jason Kelce getting involved and dispelling the myth that this was why he quit.
Yeah.
Because he used to say, F my life. About the tush push.
Yeah, the play is tough. Like, it's a tough play. There's no doubt about that. And if you're the center on a team, the reaction time has to be quick, and then you have to get low. And you've got to be the guy to help your quarterback get there. Most centers are totally, like, the concept of, wait, we get to push the other team backwards? They live for it. Like, the idea of, This is the play that football players that we talk to every week talk about. The concept of we're going to impose our will on the other team.
I see an exchange you had with a texter about how it's not a scrum, it's a maul.
Yeah, but I
like that because, like, I remember Ruben, my son, at a very young age, as he was watching football with me, was horrified and said, "Daddy, they're mauling each other. They're mauling each other." And I said, on every play, every single play. And I love it, Ruben. I absolutely love it.
But the weird thing is that even though it's kind of one of those things where something that's not what it is, but it helps you visualize it. I do think for those people who don't know a ton about rugby, and I'm one of them, the concept of a scrum versus a maul.
It's like, more visceral. It takes you to the visual place, right?
Exactly. But yeah, it what that play is more like a maul than it is a scrum.
A maul in rugby occurs when the ball carrier is held by one or more opponents and one or more of the ball carrier's teammates holds on as well. They call that binding. They get bound.
It's a good movie.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Ah, oh, finally got Danny on something.
Yeah, that is a fun movie.
Is that Jennifer Tilly?
It is.
Yeah. Gina Gershon. Yeah.
Yeah. I bet Daniel Norris would like that one.
And you know who else is in that movie? Our guy who is back in the public space for entertainment because of an HBO show recently. I won't give it away if you haven't seen it yet, but Joey Pants also in Bound.
Joey Pants!
Friend of the station.
Now I know what show because he told me the show you're watching.
You'll never watch it. So.
We started again last night. We did. I have questions for you about it, as a matter of fact. I'm not going to say what it was. Way too many inside comments here. Anyway, tush push. Ben Johnson talked about it too.
Yes, here's the Bears head coach on what he thinks about the tush push.
On the practice field, and how well would you say he's been picked?
Yeah, no, I'm extremely impressed to be a second year guy. You would expect a little bit more inconsistency, and yet the way he approaches the meeting room, the walkthroughs, the on the field, the drill work, it's very much like a seasoned pro. Some of the best that I've been around. And so he's still learning. I know there's a lot of information that he is getting thrown his way. Coach Randall L. and Picazzo, they're doing great jobs with him right now. And I think we're going to see a lot of growth from him, not just in the springtime, but once we get to camp.
What are your thoughts on the tush push? It's going to stick around. Group of teams tried to overturn it.
Man, I tell you what, does it become an explosive play ever? Have you ever seen a tush push become an explosive play?
It become a first down or a touchdown.
Yeah, I like explosive play. I like big plays. So I'm not a big tush push guy myself. Thank you.
Wow. He likes explosives. So does that mean they're not going to be calling that?
I know that I'm with Big Z on this one. I know it's not technically, it doesn't fit the description of an explosive because of the amount of yardage, but a touchdown's pretty damn explosive.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like to me.
Be interesting to see what Ben Johnson goes to in short yardage. He'll go to six linemen.
I'm not saying that he needs to do the tush push. I'm just saying that if your response to it is, I like big plays. Those are pretty big plays.
Well, he's going to go. We know that in short yardage, if the Lions would go to, was it Dan Skipper? Is the sixth lineman that they would have out there essentially acting as a third tight end?
Yep.
They actually ran plays in 13 personnel with three tight ends more than anybody in the league. So, and I didn't know that Picasso was one of the artists on the Bears coaching staff.
Randall L. and Picasso, they're doing great jobs with him right now. And
how's that spelled?
Robbie Picasso, P-I-C-A-Z-O.
Yeah, okay.
He was never called.
That's a hell of a room right there.
Yeah, I mean,
so many people.
There's a lot of people in the room, Alex.
A lot of different.
Picasso's in the room, you know? That's right. He's getting all Cubist.
A lot of different viewpoints there.
I hope Caleb's over his blue period. You know what I mean?
He will be once he gets to work with Picasso. He's going to be
Randall
after
L. And Picasso, they're doing great jobs.
Uh-huh. They're all in the room.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40. period, that's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.